Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking about the Tennessee Volunteers. Never dull around that football program. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville. Josh, hope you had a Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, same to you guys. Thank you.
So, Josh, where does Jeremy Pruitt stand right now? I guess it's relatively quiet compared to Tennessee standards on the Jeremy Pruitt front. What's the latest? Obviously, the investigation's still going on. How stable of a ground is Jeremy Pruitt on right now?
Yeah, some fans would maybe argue too quiet when it comes to what they're hearing or not hearing right now with Tennessee football and how things have gone in the past. That's a very good question. I don't know exactly what the answer is. You can find different opinions on how stable Jeremy Pruitt's situation is, what the investigation means, how serious it is, and what it's going to mean for him and his staff members. But that's an obvious question that's kind of just hanging out there right now with Tennessee football. And until there is something finalized with that, I don't know that we're getting anything finalized with Jeremy Pruitt. And are we going to get something publicly at some point if he is your head coach? I think that needs to be made clear, because in the meantime, we're continuing to hear rumors and things spread very easily. And you check out The Rock today, and they have another updated message for Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer. So it's another day, another week in Tennessee football.
Yeah, that's the thing, Josh. If it does go the way of, you know, whatever happens with the investigation, it's not something that's going to touch Jeremy Pruitt. Like, is what I'm assuming you just answered for me, you know, but I've kind of had this question, like, is what Philip Fulmer said, which was talking about Pruitt, you know, look forward to supporting him this spring and all that stuff, like, is that enough of a statement? I mean, don't they have to come out and say something else, somebody?
Well, at some point, yeah, a final decision has to be made, if that's what even it has to be. Maybe the decision is just that they're going to keep moving forward with the program with Jeremy Pruitt, but that needs to be made clear. Having a line and a statement about a bowl game that's now been canceled, it obviously is not doing enough because of the conversation that we're having right now and a lot of people are having with Tennessee football. But what does that mean behind the scenes? Because, you know, when the report comes out about the investigation during the Texas A&M game, an obvious thought is, okay, well, this is in some way being done to try to create a problem for Jeremy Pruitt in trying to remain as Tennessee's head coach. But I don't think that's from Philip Fulmer, because Philip Fulmer has made it clear, I think privately and somewhat publicly, that he wants Jeremy Pruitt to be his head coach. So what does the rest of the administration think? Chancellor Donde Plowman, President Randy Boyd, influential people with the University of Tennessee, what is their status? And where do they stand on Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer as the athletic director? Those are questions we should probably be asking, because that will certainly influence Jeremy Pruitt's future at Tennessee.
So, Josh, I don't know exactly what percentage of Tennessee fans are out on Jeremy Pruitt at this point, but let's just say for the sake of this discussion that he is back and he's coming back for his fourth year next year. What's it going to take, in your opinion, for Pruitt to find his way back into the good graces of Tennessee fans next year? Because I wonder, like, at this point, with some of this fan base, if he's already just fighting a losing battle in that regard.
Yeah, with some of them, he is probably, and it would take a whole lot. It would take a win probably against Florida, Georgia, or Alabama, which seems unlikely for next season. I think the baseline answer would be you need to at least get back to where you're beating those teams that you did in 2019 and fans expected Tennessee to beat this past season and then did not. Kentucky and Arkansas would be those obvious two teams that Tennessee lost to. So you need to beat all of those teams. I don't think there's one game that fans would give Jeremy Pruitt and say, well, you lost to Kentucky and that's okay. Or you think losing to Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin would be a good idea? I don't. So when you look at the non-conference schedule, the way that it's set up, it's very manageable for Tennessee, with Pitt being the toughest non-conference opponent most likely. And then in conference, you need to be more competitive against Alabama and Georgia and Florida, but I think you at least have to beat all of those other teams. And could that happen? Absolutely. We just saw Tennessee do that in conference play, at least in 2019. That's still a season that included losses to Georgia State and BYU. So that to me also says Tennessee needs to get a lot better. The offense needs to be a lot better if Tennessee's going to make a run at, let's say, 8-4 at the very worst. I mean, I think a lot of fans might say 9-3. You can lose to Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, but that's it. You can't lose to anybody else.
Yeah, I'd agree. I almost think he needs to go 10-2, and like you said, win one of those games, or at least everyone back behind him. So, Josh, Will Friend to South Carolina. How big of a deal is this, and what's the concern level right now of, you know, staffers who are somewhat in limbo at this point, trying to find out what's happening, and then also players maybe looking elsewhere just because of the instability of the situation?
There's a lot to get figured out there, sure. One thing to watch, I guess, could be if Jeremy Pruitt makes a hire for his staff, because he has two openings right now on the defensive line, and now the offensive line coach position is open with Will Friend going to South Carolina. If Jeremy Pruitt were to make a hire, that would be a good sign, because I doubt too many coaches would be interested in coming to Tennessee unless Tennessee's handing out multi-year contracts to somebody who could be fired in the next 6 weeks anyway. Then you can go get a buyout and get hired somewhere else. But if he's making a hire, that's a good indication that they're moving forward with Jeremy Pruitt as the head coach, and he's been given clearance to make a hire. But is that going to happen anytime soon? I don't think there's really any pressure to do that in the next few days. And that's part of the issue here, is that fans want an answer last week, and they want an answer now of what exactly is happening. And it could happen this week, but we could get to Friday. It's New Year's Day, and you're heading into next week still asking a lot of these same questions. But you asked about the transfer portal and players on the roster and all that stuff. That's something to pay attention to. Will we see more players enter the portal to leave Tennessee? My guess would be yes. I think that we'll at least see, you know, one or two more players, maybe more, decide to leave. And Tennessee's going to be active on the transfer market, trying to get players to come in. Of course, those players want answers, too, on what is the status and the future of Jeremy Pruitt in Tennessee. So everything's in limbo right now with Tennessee's future.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Josh, I mean, the last time we talked, we were talking about the quarterback room, and was JT Schrout going to be a part of it? And now we know that he's not. He's transferred. He is in Colorado right now, which probably means he's going to end up winning the Heisman Trophy at some point now that he's transferred out of Tennessee. But that aside, how big of a loss is it for Tennessee with JT Schrout leaving, and what does the quarterback room look like right now, when you're, in your opinion? How do you handle that if you're Tennessee moving forward?
Well, it's funny. The last few weeks, we saw the split of Harrison Bailey and JT Schrout on the field, and Jeremy Pruitt said, yeah, we're looking toward the future with getting those guys reps. I'm sure Colorado appreciates that JT Schrout was able to get some important reps to maybe help his chances of being better for the Buffaloes in the future. But I would handicap it as Harrison Bailey is your favorite to be the starter in 2021. Caden Salter is going to come in and compete. I imagine Tennessee's going to look for a transfer to come in and at least compete for starting position or add depth, because I don't see Brian Maurer as a realistic candidate to be a starting quarterback for Tennessee next year. So the room is thinned out with Jared Garantano and JT Schrout leaving. And I don't know what the fair expectation should be for Caden Salter. He's highly regarded, but what is this spring going to look like? And a lot of people think that he might need some time to develop, which is fine. That's the case with most quarterbacks when they come in. But expectations will probably be that he comes in and competes and pushes Harrison Bailey to be a potential starter right away. Maybe that ends up being the case, but I would still consider Harrison Bailey the favorite as of now. But things can change, as we know, with Tennessee and with Tennessee's quarterback position.
All right, speaking of expectations, I want to switch to a sport that Tennessee fans should be much more excited about,
yeah.
Men's college basketball. Number 7, Tennessee. Number 12, Missouri. Huge opener tomorrow. How excited should Tennessee fans be about this team, Josh? And am I being presumptuous here and looking at the SEC, looking at just Kentucky being awful, and just thinking that Tennessee might just dominate the league this year?
That could happen. I still think you'll see some ups and downs for just about everybody, and that will probably include Tennessee, and we'll get a pretty good idea if that's the case tomorrow night, because if Tennessee goes to Missouri and wins, that's a quality win. Missouri might be one of the best teams in the SEC. Still early, but they certainly have two of the best wins for the conference going into league play, with wins against Oregon and Illinois, and you're finally getting to leave Thompson Bowling and go get a real road environment against Missouri, and not what you typically see, of course, because you don't have the full capacity, but this is a real test. I think it'll be a pretty good basketball game. Konzo Martin's team is experienced, and it's I mentioned, they have good wins. They're unbeaten as well. They play good defense. So they're a little bit more offensive-minded as long as the shots are falling. So that'll be something to pay attention to. But could Tennessee dominate the league record-wise? I think that's potentially there because I think Tennessee's the clear favorite going in. I think the league has a bunch of teams that could be good and tough outs every single game that you play. But who is the number two? Could it be Missouri? Could it be LSU? Could it be somebody else? Can Kentucky get back into it to where they're closer to the team in league play that we thought at the start of the season? I don't see it right now, but maybe that happens. But the one team that I think everybody's confident in right now is Tennessee, and fans should be confident. Fans should be excited. This is a team that's deep, talented, everything that we talked about Tennessee could be. I think they've shown signs of being to start the season. They need to be a little bit better offensively. I still have questions about shooting. And Rick Barnes talked about consistency needing to be there. You're probably going to hear every coach say that. Tennessee has it all, though. They have experience. They have depth. They have athleticism. They have playmaking ability, different ball handlers, and then they're elite defensively. I'm very confident in saying that. This is a Tennessee team that could accomplish a lot. They could win the SEC. They could go on the deepest run in tournament history for Tennessee basketball.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Josh, last thing for you to that regard, we had Rick Barnes on the show last week, and he was talking about Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer and how great they've been defensively so far. As you look at those two very talented freshmen, what's the next step for them, in your opinion?
I want to see if they receive more opportunity on the offensive side. Jaden Springer is a guy that I like when he has the basketball. I like his playmaking ability. I think you've seen his natural scoring ability at times here to start the season. And I think as they get more comfortable and their teammates get more comfortable with them, you're probably going to see more opportunities for them on the offensive end. I think that's where it stands out because they just have to play defense if they're going to get more minutes for Rick Barnes. And what I like about them the most, it's not the natural basketball ability they have. It's not the athleticism and the talent. It's the fact that they've come in and the effort's been good overall. And the way that you've seen Keon Johnson work on defense has really stood out to me. But they just had a different dynamic that Tennessee basketball really hasn't had recently. And the team a couple of years ago was really good, but I don't think anybody on that team was as talented as these two guys, which I think a lot of people would agree with. And it adds to the depth. This is the deepest team Rick Barnes has had. So I would say more opportunity, more minutes, and more playmaking opportunities for Springer and probably Keon Johnson on the offensive side.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexrow. Josh, great stuff as always, my man. We appreciate you taking time to join us, and we will talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. Yes. When we come back, we talked a little bit there about Rick Barnes and the success that he's had turning around this Tennessee men's basketball program. Is there a candidate like that that could be out there for Tennessee football? We'll discuss on the other side. This is Robbie and Rexrow here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.